I am Phil Nee with a look at sports. The Richland Center's softball team picked up a hard-fought 4-2 win over Prairie du Chien last night. In a WIAA regional semifinal game, the Hornets improved to 18-3 on the season with the win and will play on Thursday in the regional championship. The Hornets scored two runs in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the sixth. The Blackhawks played a two in the fifth inning. Richland Center had defeated the visitors 2-1 and 1-0. During the regular season, it was the third win of the season against the Blackhawks, who saw their season end with an 8-15 record. Kyrie Fisher was the winning pitcher as the sophomore struck out 11, walked 1, and gave up 5 hits. The Hornets' leading hitters included Reagan Shep, who went 2-for-3 with a run scored, Tatum Razick tripled and scored, Abigail Williams and Ella Clements both singled and scored, and Aubrey Colstead had a hit and a sacrifice. Claire Kennedy suffered the pitching loss after striking out 8 and walking 1. She gave up 7 hits. She was also the leading hitter as she went 3-for-4 at the plate. Following the 4-2 win, Richland Center will prepare for a regional championship game for a second year in a row. They will play at Galesville against GET. They defeated Wautoma with a score of 4-0 in that game yesterday. Westby advanced with a 12-2 five-inning win over Westfield. They'll play Adams Friendship next in line. Dodgeville was a winner, 6-2 over Lancaster. They'll play Poinette in the next round. And Lodi advanced after a win over River Valley, 8-4. They'll take on Monticello New Glarus. In Division 2 last night, Portage ended the year for Platteville, 2-0. They'll play Monroe next. Monroe was a winner, 7-1. Over Sauk Prairie. Evansville advanced with a win over McFarland. They'll play Mount Horeb next, which knocked off Reedsburg 13-2 in 5 innings. In Division 4 yesterday, Fenimore advanced with a 13-0 5-inning victory against Nisida. Riverdale with a win at home against Bangor, 10-5. Riverdale plays at Fenimore on Thursday. Melrose Mindoro defeated Cashton 3-2. Iowa Grant 10-3 over Luther. Mineral Point 15-0 over Parkview. And Cuba City got the win against Belleville 16-8. In WIAA Division 5 games yesterday, Ithaca Weston was a winner over North Crawford 13-2. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher. Liliana Hagen suffered the loss for North Crawford. Leading hitters for Ithaca Weston, Jaden Bolden, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. J.C. Maxwell, 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. And Maylee Plemer, 1-for-2 with 3 runs scored. Olivia Barlow and Anna Logue each had hits for North Crawford. Ithaca Weston will host regional finals against Hillsboro on Thursday. They knocked off Seneca 19-7. DeSoto 9-4 over Brookwood yesterday. Royal 15-0 over Oneewoke Center. Barneville got the win 8-0 over Southwestern. River Ridge defeated Potosi Cassville 7-2. Argyle Blackhawk with a 4-1 win against Waseca Steuben. And Belmont 13-3 winners against Highland, ending the Cardinals' year. There were some regular season baseball games yesterday. It was a win for Riverdale over Ithaca by a score of 2-1. The Chieftains ended the regular season with a victory. The Chieftains received a strong pitching performance from Henry Drone, who would toss 5 shutout innings. Ethan Cagle would come on to pitch the 6th and 7th to get the win. Bevan Dennis would go 3-for-4, including the game-winning hit in the 7th, as he would drive in Wyatt Schramm with a single to left with 2 outs. The Chieftains end the regular season at 13-11. They will host Prairie du Chien Thursday, the opening round of regional WIAA baseball play. Game time set for 5 o'clock. Ithaca will be opening up its tournament on Thursday as they get set for regional final action at home as well. River Valley 8-6 over Wisconsin Heights. DeSoto 13, Boscobel 1. Onalaska 14-4 over Prairie du Chien. Baraboo 5-0 victors against Platteville. Brookwood beat Lafarge 17-0. Dodgeville 11, Waterloo 2. Mineral Point 14-10 over Potosi Cassville. In girls soccer, River Valley 4-3 over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Lodi 5-1 over Reedsburg. Turning to WIAA track and field yesterday at River Ridge, Ithaca Weston advanced these athletes to the sectionals at Bangor on Friday. Sam Jones, second in the 800. Ethan Burkram took third. They move on. 1600, Clayton Lee was a first-place finisher, a regional champion. Braden Burns was second with a personal record. Clayton Lee advances as well in the 3200 with a regional championship. The 4x8 relay team, Clayton Lee, Braden Burns, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Sam Jones, Ethan Burkram, and Peyton Brown, all a part of that lineup. And Faith Stanichka will represent the girls at the sectional after a fourth-place discus throw and a personal record. For Riverdale advancing to the next level, Grant Sturdivant was third in the boys' long jump competition, so he advances to the next level. Also, Gretchen Buchholz in the high jump and Haley Schneider in the long jump will represent the Chieftains. Gretchen Buchholz in the 100-meter hurdles advances to the next level, and also it will be Kaylee Carter in the pole vault. She was a regional champion yesterday, as was Melanie Williamson in the 3200. Mallory Meese advances in the 1600, and Haley Schneider in the triple jump. Riverdale's 4x8 relay team finished second. They advanced to sectional. Melanie Williamson, Millie Schneider, Olivia Meese, and Mallory Meese. And Riverdale's 4x1 relay team, Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Gretchen Buchholz, and Mary Medina, advancing for the Riverdale Chieftains. It was a big day for Kickapoo LaFarge at Brookwood yesterday. The boys won the regional 118-102 over Luther, and the girls finished fifth as a team. Bangor was the number one team. Among the finishers for Kickapoo LaFarge, good enough for the next level, Bennett Coder advances in the discus throw. Also, Landon Turgeson advances in the 1600-meter run. Adric Egge in the 400-meter dash. Also, individuals include Adric Gecki in the 200-meter dash, Theo Parr in the high jump. He was a regional champion, and Adric Gecki finished first in the long jump competition. Bennett Coder in shot put, and Landon Turgeson advances to sectional in the 3,200-meter run. For the boys, Will Wirtz, Arlen Walter, Jeff Olson, and Theo Parr combined for a second-place finish in the 4x2. The 4x1 relay team was a regional champion. Jeff Olson, Malachi McCauley, Will Wirtz, and Arlen Walter. Also, the 4x4 was first. Jeff Olson, Arlen Walter, Theo Parr, and Adric Egge. For the girls, Tierney Art goes on to the next level with a third-place finish in shot put. Avea Young in the 100-meter dash will be involved in the sectional competition. Other Kickapoo LaFarge girls, Tierney Art, first place in the discus throw, advances to the sectional coming up on Friday. And as far as the girls' relays, the 4x2 was first. Katie Rando, Riley Cade, and Chloe Walter, along with Ava Young, finishing first. Also in the 4x1 competition, they were first. Katie Rando, Chloe Walter, Riley Cade, and Ava Young. And a second place finish for Katie Rando, Braylon Carter, Kendall Andelsick, and Chloe Walter in the 4x4 competition. Turning to Division 2 for Richland Center, advancing to sectionals. The boys 4x8, they broke their own school record. Owen Dreyer, Kiernan Culver, Ryan Stadler, Robert Budden, congratulations. The girls 4x8 relay is moving to sectional. Grace Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Adeline Lawless, and Lacey Allball. Duncan Harbor will go in three events. Duncan in the 100, 300-meter hurdles, and long jump. Robert Budden advances in the 400. Charlie Bailey in the 400 and 200 for the RC girls. Owen Dreyer, a regional champ in the 3200. Kiernan Culver and Ryan Stadler also move on to the sectional in that event. The girls 4x4, Riley Banker, Lacey Allball, Grace Fretz, Adeline Wirtz. In the pole vault, Danica Pauls, a regional champion. The senior moving on to the sectional on Friday, as is Chloe Hying. And Devin Woodhouse, a regional champion in the boys' pole vault. He'll represent on Friday as well at McFarland. River Valley sectional qualifiers, Aiden Hill in the 100, 200, and long jump. Nathan Hamilton with a 1600 run, the 4x1 relay of Virgil Villop, James Dibert, Spencer Sackett, and Aiden Hill, Jacob Wagner in high jump, Grady Graham goes as a shot putter, Gina Klein in the 200, Brielle Grant successful in the 3200, Reagan Sackett in triple jump, Braylon Taft's discus as they get ready for the next round at sectionals in McFarland. Church League softball last night. Free Methodist down the Knights of Columbus 13-5. Andy Niemeyer led the way with a triple and four runs scored. Joseph Hassel was 4-for-5 with two doubles and four RBIs. Grant Worthington had three hits for the Knights, and Dr. Andy Wright got his first career Church League hit. Boscobel Assembly of God top Grace Community 22-7. Ryan Langner was 7-for-7. Caleb Langner had a three-run home run, and Brady Blado had two home runs, including a grand slam in the win. The Mission defeated St. Mary's 19-8. Coming back from a 4-0 deficit, Andy Meaden and Mike Clyde Dreschmeyer both went 3-for-3. Jamie Johnson was 2-for-2, and Adam Windsor added a triple and a home run for the Mission. St. Mary's was led by Nicholas Perna and Brandon Ewing, who had two hits apiece, and Juliet Hall had a hit and an RBI. 5 points Lutheran doubled up Church of the Nazarene, 18-9, and Richland Baptist Temple 2 outscored Richland Baptist Temple 3, 22-12. Adam Whitebird doubled for Baptist Temple 2, while Christian White contributed amazing defense for Baptist Temple 3. Action continues next Tuesday, June 2nd. And at Quail Run, golf action last night. Pat Keegan and Joe Halverson led the league. They each had 39s. Pat birdied hole one. Aaron Halverson and Neil Mahoney, each with 40s. 41s for Brian McCarville, Tony Doherty, Jarrett McDonald, and Dale Mortimer. Dale had a 41, including a birdie on hole one. Other golfers played with holes under par. Ethan Hafner birdied hole one and hole seven. Pat Metz birdied hole one. Flag prize winners, Mel Cook, longest putt on number two. Aaron Halverson, closest to the pin on hole three. Pat Keegan, closest third shot on hole four. Steve Sosina with a second shot on the sixth hole. J.J. Klatt, shortest drive on hole eight. And Merle Jones, closest second shot on hole nine during Quail Run Golf. And the Brewers were winners last night. Garrett Mitchell hit a three-run home run, and Kyle Harrison tossed six innings of four-hit ball, leading Milwaukee to a 6-0 victory over the Cardinals. Harrison allowed two singles to open the third and two singles in the sixth, but did not allow a runner past second. He struck out two and walked none, lowering his ERA from 177 to 157. Harrison improved to 4-0 in five starts in May, allowing three runs in 28 innings. Milwaukee has won 14 of its last 18 games and moved 3.5 games ahead of second place St. Louis in the National League Central. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I think it was really good how he did that, and it really was the difference maker, I think. You know what I mean? He didn't have his best heater, but he had good enough stuff to keep him off balance, made some good pitches. We played great defense behind him.
The Brewers are back at it again today. Chad Patrick starts what is termed a bullpen game. The Cubs were beaten by Pittsburgh 12-1, Cincinnati 7-2 over the Mets, Philadelphia 4-3 over San Diego, Arizona 7, San Francisco 5, the LA Dodgers beat Colorado 15-6. In the American League, Baltimore 6-1 over Tampa Bay, the Angels 10, Detroit 6, Texas 10-7 over Houston, the Yankees 15, Kansas City 1, Minnesota 5-3 over the White Sox, Seattle 4, Athletics 1. Interleague play, Washington 6-3 over Cleveland, Atlanta 7, Boston 6, Toronto 8-1 over Miami. Oklahoma City won an NBA playoff game 127-114, and Vegas over Colorado 2-1 in the NHL playoffs. I am Phil Nee with sports.